I very much doubt it. Over the weekend, I was speaking to Democratic Unionist Party members who didn't seem to think he would make it, that they may need another leader. And he's meeting his party officers today for a critical meeting with them. But I suspect after the Panorama programme tonight, and I think further pressure, further embarrassing details, I would imagine he will be gone as First Minister. I'd be extremely surprised if he survives.
And what will happen if he does go? What does it mean for the future of devolved government?
Well, I think the devolution power-sharing template will remain, but we may have another assembly. I think there's every possibility we may end up with fresh assembly elections, and that would pave the way for a new assembly, and we'll see where we are in terms of who's the largest party and can a coalition be founded. This is a very unstable period, and the DUP want to avoid an election at all costs, but they're damned if they do and damned if they don't. If they keep Peter Robinson as leader, it could have residual damage because of the scandal in the general election in May. But of course, if they go for an election now, an assembly election, I should stress, they'll also probably lose seats. So it's a dilemma they're in, but I think the inclination now within the party is that they need a new leader.
And this has also come at a time when when it was hoped that the final pieces of the devolution jigsaw, as it were it was hoped, beginning to fall into place. Where does it leave the issues of policing and justice?
I think it parks policing and justice beyond the next assembly. Lord Morrow, who's a Democratic Unionist member of the House of Lords, in the midst of all the scandal and the lurid details of the Robinsons' private life, he made a remark that he didn't think that there would be devolution of policing and justice in the lifetime of this Parliament. Now, if he means the House of Commons, it's only got 5 months to go anyway, but perhaps he also meant in the lifetime of this current Assembly, and that's what it's looking like. It's looking like we are heading towards fresh elections.
So what's the mood amongst the public? I mean, is there much anger that Iris Robinson's affairs, her questionable financial dealings have been allowed to jeopardise the future of devolution?
I think there's general anger about the affair and about the financial dealings. And I do feel within the unionist community there's a lot of sense of letdown. Remember, people like Iris Robinson have been quick in the past to quote the Bible and moralise about, for example, homosexuality. She got into a big tiff last year with the gay community by saying that homosexuality was an abomination which could be cured by psychiatry. So yeah, there's a lot of people saying, you know, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, and I think there is a lot of anger too. There was anger against the Robinsons over their expenses, parliamentary expenses and their wages, over £500,000 in 1 year. But this is really compounding it, and whereas people last Wednesday perhaps felt sorry for her husband when he gave that big confessional interview on television and was almost on the verge of breaking down, since it's emerged that these allegations that he may have, although he denies this, he may have known about the £50,000 loan to her lover but did not report it to the parliamentary authorities, which he should do as a minister in a code of conduct, the mood of the public has changed away from sympathy to anger against both of them. So yes, the mood is quite vengeful out there at the moment.
And is it possible to say what the future might hold for Iris Robinson herself?
She has no future in politics. She's been expelled from the Democratic Unionist Party at the weekend. She's been asked to step down as both an MP and an Assembly member. I understand someone will be co-opted this week onto her seat for the Assembly, for the constituency of Strangford. She's no future in politics, and I think her husband will have to go to the back benches. That's likely. He may come out and fight, but the mood over the weekend, I detected among DUP members and supporters, and people who are in the know in Stormont, in the Parliament, is that we're looking towards a post-Robinson future now.